Welcome to Vet Candy News, brought to you by Vet Candy's new scripted dramatic podcast, Zombie Invasion. Learn how to survive the end of the world with this free race-approved continuing education course for veterinarians and veterinary technicians. Check it out at myvetcandy.com. Here is our top story. In a groundbreaking exploration of the health risks associated with radon and fracking exposure, a recent study has unearthed surprising revelations concerning multicentric lymphoma in dogs. Amidst the rising awareness of potential carcinogenic effects in human medicine, this study, drawing from data sourced from the Morris Animal Foundation's Golden Retriever Lifetime Study, has provided unexpected insights into the canine realm. Researchers embarked on a meticulous analysis, scrutinizing the geographical distribution of canine homes in relation to EPA radon zones and active fracking sites. Despite the prevailing concerns and parallels drawn between childhood leukemia and proximity to fracking in humans, the study unearthed no significant correlations between environmental toxins and lymphoma in dogs. The lead researcher, Ashla Tindall from the University of Wisconsin at Madison, explains why this research is so important.
You know, lymphoma is usually fatal in dogs. It's one of the most common cancers in dogs. Obviously, Goldens are overrepresented. And beyond the breed risk, you know, even though people have looked at genomic drivers in the tumors and they've looked at somatic, you know, germline differences, they haven't really found, a strong explanation as to why Goldens are predisposed to lymphoma. And so there's probably a gene environment interaction. And, you know, we are interested in radon because it's associated with lymphoma in people. And we're interested in fracking because it's a source of volatile organic compounds, which are also associated with lymphoma in people. And so, you know, it's just a slice of the pie, but we wanted to focus on two exposures that were plausible risk factors in dogs.
While initial expectations may have suggested a different narrative, the study's findings have opened up new avenues for inquiry and understanding. However, amidst these unexpected revelations, the study has also shed light on critical gaps in knowledge. It revealed a conspicuous absence of individual radon measurements and underscored socioeconomic disparities, with fracking sites predominantly situated near lower-income areas. These findings underscore the complexities surrounding environmental exposures and their potential health impacts. Nevertheless, the research team remains undeterred and optimistic about the future of inquiry in this domain. They advocate for follow-up studies that delve deeper into the intricacies of canine cancer and environmental exposures. Proposals include direct measurements of radon emissions and volatile organic compounds in the homes of lymphoma-affected dogs. Additionally, their next venture involves a meticulous analysis of urine and blood samples to identify potential biomarkers indicative of lymphoma risk. As the veterinary community embarks on this journey of exploration and understanding, this study serves as a pivotal milestone. It not only challenges preconceived notions, but also ignites a fervent quest for knowledge in veterinary science. Amidst the complexities and uncertainties, one thing remains clear: the pursuit of understanding and safeguarding the health of our beloved companions knows no bounds. We'll be sure to keep you updated on this story. In the meantime, stay tuned for more news and updates here on Vet Candy. Thank you for listening.